understand because it's not having the knowledge and background as well as other factors sometimes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just something that you start to become aware of once you've traveled to many of these places and see and understand and hear the stories of what they've gone through. Like there's some that, you know, they just can't go there. It's just too traumatizing,
yeah,
too much damage. And just to get a healing part of that, you're going to have to almost go through the same amount of time,
right,
of all that time that you've gone through those kind of traumatic times.
Yeah.
So some of them have, you know, were in those schools for up to 10 years.
It's gestated for a long time,
yeah,
right?
So that's going to be a lot of,
yeah,
like healing and therapy to get out of that and, yeah, you know, just to get on with your life in a positive way and mm-hmm. Affect the community in a positive way. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there's still a lot of steps that need to be done. They're coming.
Yeah.
And I'm very grateful that, you know, that process has started. So
yeah,
that's one of the things that I'm very looking forward to in, yeah, the coming years is all the healing that's going to happen and see the growth of the indigenous communities all throughout North America, South America, and, you know, mm-hmm. the rest of the world. It's gonna be infectious and it's gonna go to everybody and we're all gonna benefit from it,
mm-hmm.
as humankind.
Humanity, yeah.
In humanity, we're gonna, yeah, grow together and
Well, that's we're talking about humanity, as we're talking about gratitude and what you're sharing here with the Truth and Reconciliation. This with Thanksgiving coming up, right, this weekend, I remember a few years back at one of our board meetings, I went, "Happy Thanksgiving." And you went, "Well, it didn't work out so well." You said something like, "It didn't work out so well for us." And it stopped me in my tracks because, you know, in my mind, you know, it was a show of my lack of knowledge in it and some ignorance there. It's not that I thought it was like sunshine, lollipops and unicorns, but I didn't have, and I still don't know lots, but I didn't have that kind of reference. And it was like, my reference is growing up, this is a time family gets together. It's a celebration in my family of the harvest because we came from the prairies, and gratitude for whatever harvest has happened. And then, you know, celebrating the family. But that's not, but I didn't understand this farther reach.
Yeah.
So then I have these mixed feelings like,
well, it's
Thanksgiving. It's like maybe you should change it.
Yeah, it's the dislocation,
yeah,
of the,
oh,
families,
yeah,
because, you know,
well, there you go, right?
You're taken away from your family.
Ripped away,
yeah,
kidnapped.
And you're put in this concentration camp and,
yep,
brainwashed and,
yep,
tortured and
killed,
you know,
raped.
Go through all,
yes,
the real awfulest things of humanity.
Yeah.
You know, there's not many people jumping up and down.
And meanwhile, I'm skipping around going, "Happy Thanksgiving."
Yeah. It's like a thorn.
Exactly. Let me put some more salt in that wound.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. So
yeah,
that was an important moment for me because it wasn't like I totally had no, but it was like, it was a very good moment and not, it was an important moment.
Mm.
And I'm grateful for that.
Mm-hmm.
I still know not much, really.
Yeah.
But I'm learning.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of reflection going on and a lot of people that are remembering and reminding us all, don't forget those things because, mm-hmm. you know, we're going to repeat it if we don't.
Yeah, so. Amnesia is a very terrible thing, or denial,
yeah,
right? Denial and amnesia are not our friends in that mm-hmm. way.
Yeah. Well, thank you again.
That's, you're welcome again. I'm grateful for this conversation.
Yeah, me too. So we're going to carry on with our show. We're going to get to our next guest coming up, Shkwait Shachrach.
Yes.
And just stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Time to start my day. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hold up. Oh my god, is that a new mole? I'm sure it's not a big deal, right? Everyone gets moles. I'm sure it's just a freckle. I don't think I need it checked. It can't be that serious. I don't think it's new. I'm sure if I go back into my old photos, I can find the same mole, right? Oh, it seems a little different than what I remember. I'm sure it's nothing bad.
Hmm, are you sure about that? Very few individuals are aware of steps they could take to address the common risk factors for a wide spectrum of cancers. With simple tools, about 50% of cancers could be prevented. Yet cancer prevention remains under-researched, under-applied, and underfunded. With your support, BC cancer scientists can better understand the root causes of cancer and how we can prevent it in the first place. Be the change. Donate today at www.bccancerfoundation.com.
All right, we're back. And we're gonna get on with the show. We're gonna get the song of the week of Shkwait Shachlach, and it's from Autograph. It's an oldie, so it's called "Turn Up the Radio." And so this will take people back in time, such as myself.
And for some people, it'll be a completely new discovery.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So enjoy, everyone. We're back. That was the pick of the week of Shkwait Shachlach. That was Autograph, Turn Up the Radio. I remember when that came out in 1984. We just started work. Well, I just started working. And man, I thought that song was just so cool. And I didn't know that I was going to end up on the radio one day. Yeah, so we have Shkwait Shachlach for people out there that don't know him. He's my brother. He's from Gwaishkanap, Nanikla Valley, and he's a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma cancer, the floods of 2 years ago, and the big forest fires of 2 years ago also. So he's been a very big inspiration to myself and many people all over the world that know about him, and just a blessing to have on our radio program.
Mm-hmm.
So we welcome you, Shkwait. How are you doing?
Plugging along. Sun pops out. It's too warm. Cloud covers it. It's too cold.
Yeah.
Can't wait till it just stabilizes and it's just
one temperature.
Yeah.
That's so much swinging.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, you know, we just gotta show gratitude.
Yeah.
That we can have a bit of sun or a bit of cool.
Yeah.
You know, some people, you know, can't tolerate one or the other.
Mm.
Yeah. It's just thinking about today's topic, gratitude, isn't it?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, our subject is gratitude. Yeah. So, I would love to hear your words on that.
I've seen somebody's report on it out of the University of Utah, and they were saying that we should practice gratitude for better health and well-being.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you know, we take everything for granted.
Mm-hmm.
We should be happy we were able to get up this morning, able to get to the washroom by ourselves without assistance, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We still, well, most of us, you know, but we should be just happy for, you know, the small pleasures in life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can taste the food or smell the food or see the beautiful fall colors coming, or, you know, bit that I read on from Utah there said expressing gratitude can positively change your brain by boosting dopamine and serotonin.
Wow.
I want to be that type of dope person.
Yeah.
Right? Like the dopamine. That's a good...
That's pretty incredible.
Yeah, that's powerful.
Yeah.
And, you know, and triggering those immediately improves your mood. Giving you positive feelings of pleasure, happiness, and well-being. So, you know, sometimes I lay here all grumble. When am I going to get better enough to go to work again?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I should be just happy I got a place to stay and brothers and sisters and parents to look after me. You know, because we take that for granted.
Yeah, that's right.
We take all, you know, just the simple things we take for granted.
Mm-hmm.
We got good shoes. Well, maybe some of our shoes talk, but...
I like talking shoes sometimes.
at least there's a soul on them.
All gotta have soul.
Yeah, that's for sure, man.
So, you know, I just encourage everybody to practice gratitude.
That's...
improving their health and well-being.
Yeah, And this is speaking from somebody that, you know, had to relearn everything all over again. He had to learn how to walk. He had to learn how to talk. He had to learn how to communicate. Everything all over again, right from scratch.
Right.
And he was able to do that. And he's here on our radio program sharing that with us about gratitude. That's just so powerful, so amazing and inspiring.
Yeah.
And we really appreciate you coming onto our program and joining us live and just sharing your music and your wisdom. It's just so blessing. Yeah.
Thank you.
Lots of thanks to you. Yeah.
And appreciate you guys having me on, you there at the station, and I appreciate the audience that listens. And I encourage everybody to practice gratitude.
Lovely.
Thank you so much.
I thank you guys there for all your well wishes, thoughts, and prayers and love. I send it all back to you hundredfold.
Beautiful. That's so powerful and wonderful. So I guess we're going to have to let you go for now and just get back to your exercising and inspiration and finding that beautiful music that you always find for us. It's just a real treat for all of us and a big boost for our upcoming week. So, yeah.
Thank you.
And we'll have to say bye for now.
Okay, bye for now.
Okay, thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen from all over the world, that was Shkwait Shakhlach from Gwaishkina, BC, and just, man, amazing person.
I mean, to cover the topic of tenacity.
Yeah.
He's definitely, that's what intrepid or tenacity or grit comes to mind, eh?
Yeah, for sure. So we're going to carry on with our program, and we're going to get to our next guest, which is Lady Fahima, and we're going to play a song for her, and one that you introduced me to, which was Ray Zaragoza, Hold That Spirit. So let's have a listen to that, and we'll get to Lady Fahima. So enjoy, everyone.
Do you ever feel the bite of the wolves that haunt the night? Do you ever hate the sting of feeling everything? Cross your heart and hope to die. Look that monster in the eye. Shadow of your home. Have you ever felt like you could fall and slip right through? Close your heart and hope to die. Look that monster in the eye. Oh, spirit close.
All right, we're back. That was Ray Zaragoza, Hold That Spirit. Man, what a powerful song.
Yeah, I love it.
Some really great beats in there. The lyrics.
Some of the lyrics and the imagery of those lyrics.
And I like what you were talking about, like about how it's good for like sewing a person back up, especially going on like a counseling session where you're talking about real heavy, powerful things.
Yeah, that rawness that can come out of going through it, which is the way to healing is going through it on some level, but not going back into it, like as in re-experiencing it. So it's a delicate walk, right? But the sewing back up part in terms of integration and drawing on that resource of that power inside us.
Yeah.
I love it.
Because we all need to do that when we're going through these counseling sessions and stuff like that.
There's a reason why a lot of people don't go, because it's like that. Yeah, is, it's understandable why people
scary.
Get worried.
It's scary.
But the beauty on the other side.
You're going into the darkness and you don't know if you're going to come out.
Yeah, there's that feeling of the unknown and the dark.
Yeah. So, and it makes a big difference when you have a counselor that can sew you back up.
Yeah.
So
that integration.
Let's see if we got our Lady Fahima on the line. Do we have Lady Fahima there?
Yes, hi.
Oh, awesome, yay.
We're grateful. We have gratitude for you.
Yes, so.
Thank you.
Yeah, so everybody out there, this is Lady Fahima. She's the production manager of Eagle Nation Universal Production Society, and she brings us all sorts of incredible achievers and successful people to our program, and just a blessing to us. And we have her on here live with us, and we'd love to hear your words about gratitude.
Thank you very much for, same as usual, very kind, and your generous kindness is showering me each time, and it gives me the hope and eagerness to bring the best of myself, the best of my capability, and an instrument to bring it and lay it down on the land. The landowner of the country, Aboriginal land, and with the diversity of wonderful soul of the nationwide, that I'm such a privilege, such an honor for me, just to be among them. And we don't have enough time to carry on, but I just feel obligated to share my warmest always greeting and this. Wishes not only for the station and the team, very strongly, very unified. We work side by side, nationwide as well. But also wishing the best and the best of the best for the world. Mm-hmm. And regarding the gratitude, yes, my gratitude is you, that you're listening to me, wherever you are, the student of Simon Fraser University, the wonderful special guest that they allow me to invite them to the land, to the station, Free Voices, with their free choices.
For sure.
They accompany in that regard. And the Thanksgiving is coming is ahead of us.
Mm-hmm.
That is also, we are grateful. Once in a year, we are grateful for just to be as a unit, as one family together. But to me, the family is the world.
There you
it's
go.
It's you.
Lovely.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's you that we are engaging, we are facing, we are talking face to face, heart to heart. This is the family. And I feel I am in the arm of the nationwide as my own family. And thank you very much for having me. Because this feeling, it allow me just to give me the feathers that I am flying. I have two feathers beside my arm. And in my soul, in my mind, and in my dream, I am dancing, celebrating, and flying really high. And I dream big with you, and big wishes for each one of you, And that is the only instrument and channel. It makes me to be who I am today.
Mm.
And thanksgiving to each one of you. And I wish the best of the best, you know, for every one of you under this big umbrella, which is the sky and is unlimited.
Mm.
Fly high and dream big. My love and greetings and peace to each one of you. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us and those wonderful words. And
thank you.
We also want to invite our listener out there for a very special event that's going to be coming up in November, and it's called Fun Drive. And this is a chance for all of us to show our gratitude and help with the continuation of these wonderful, wonderful programs here at CGSF 90.1 FM.
Independent radio.
Yeah, and we get to share. We're not funded by any political organizations or corporations. We're totally separate
from that. We're not bought by anybody that way.
Yeah. So we're just here for the community, for your ears, bringing positivity and growth and humanity.
Mm.
And we want each one of you out there, especially you, you know who I'm talking to out there. We're looking forward to having you participate and bring some of your gratitude and join us on Fun Drive and be able to share some of your blessed hard-earned monies and funds and just help us to continue being a blessing to the world, bring our positivity and just our energy. So We thank all of you out there for coming and listening to us. We thank you, Lady Fahima, for all your wonderful positive words and encouragement. Yeah, it's just beautiful.
What's the date of the fund drive again?
It's on November 9th.
November 9th.
And and our show will be dedicated on that day to fund drive.
Yeah.
And so we're going to be welcoming people from all over the world to come and join us and just share some of your hard-earned monies and send
I'm collecting my pop bottles.
Yeah. And when
along with my other cash.
You know, when we think about it, you know, we put our money and sometimes we splurge and almost throw it away.
Yeah.
And
three or four Starbucks and you've got a donation, right?
And we have this opportunity to, you know, bring some blessings to the world and help us to continue to keep our service going. Our equipment is always upgrading and needing things here. And, you know, it's just a blessing for the listener out there to join and be a part of that. And we already thank you for all what you've given to us in the past. And we're just looking forward to that. And I thank you, Lady Fahima, for all your participation and bringing some of the incredible, incredible, successful achievers to our program and sharing it with for us here.
Yes.
Individually as we were talking here, but also to the world, the ones that are out there listening to us and benefiting because it is a benefit. So, So we thank you all. Come back again next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and we'll continue our program here. And thank you, Lady Fahima, for joining us.
Thank you kindly. Thank you.
Yes. So we're going to have to say bye for now.
Bye for now.
And looking forward to hearing from you again next week.
That was